What's going on, K-State Nation? The Purple Project Podcast Daily is back on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here with you guys once again for the Purple Project Podcast, all about Kansas State Athletics, K-State Wildcats in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm in Manhattan, Kansas. This is where I live. For those of you who don't know or new to the podcast as well, and on this edition, we're talking about K-State tennis. Yes, tennis put out their schedule yesterday. Actually, the beginning of the week, actually. So, but either way, their schedule is out for the 2022 campaign. And head coach Jordan Smith made the announcement early this week about the spring 2022 schedule. And he quoted saying, "It's going to be a very competitive spring season and with plenty of great opportunities to do well in non-con play or Big 12 play," Smith said in his little press conference there relating to the schedule coming out. Quote, "This might be one of our best schedules for home matches in quite some time." Meanwhile, saying that, the tennis team will kick off the 2022 spring campaign with a trip to Honolulu to take on Hawaii. Woo! How about that? You get out of the cold weather, which you know it's going to be cold now. It's hard to believe in December. And yes, it's shown, at least here, that it's gotten cold a little bit, but it's not your traditional cold weather in December. It's usually, what it is right now, it's kind of like springish, if you look at it, and that could come back to bite us here sooner or later, and I'm not looking forward to January or February in the first part of March, that's for sure. I'm sure we're going to be getting our cold share for sure, our low 30s for sure. That's going to come very soon, and soon enough, that snow is going to come sooner or later with all of that other stuff, but yeah, it's been rarely. And the other day it was like 75, something like that. Actually, supposed to be like that today for some reason. So, yeah. It's weird. It's you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's weird-ass weather up here. You don't know what you're going to get, especially in Manhattan, Kansas, from day to day. Getting us back on track. Obviously, in February the 4th, Arkansas will make the trip to Manhattan to see on K-State at 2 p.m. Central Time. And a couple days later, the Iowa Hawkeyes will take on the Wildcats with the 1 p.m. Central Time start. Also, at the end of this six-match home stretch, we'll be on February 11th and 12th when K-State welcomes Memphis on Friday, February 11th at 1 p.m. Central Time, and Florida Atlantic that week to cap it off Sunday, February 12th at 1 p.m. There's some good matchups in here. This is the Pro Project Podcast. Again, we try to cover every sporting event or all sports categories actually here at K-State. This is why I wanted to do the podcast here. K-State will begin a three-match road trip later on in February in Tempe, Arizona, February 19th, to take on Arizona State before the trip to Washington on February 25th, and Nebraska, of course, on Wednesday, March 2nd, there as well. Then their last match before Big 12 play will be back in Manhattan on March 5th, against Northwestern. That's noon Central Time start. The Cats, just like the basketball team, the men's basketball team, will start their conference play against Oklahoma. And then they'll face, the other team, Oklahoma State, in Oklahoma, actually. And then they go to Oklahoma on the week of Friday, March 11th, and Sunday to March 13th as well. Then the Wildcats will return home for a three-match set on Friday, March 18th, to take on Texas Tech, followed by a match against TCU on that Sunday, March 20th. And Tulsa comes to Manhattan March 26th as well. Then, there's a break in between that and that. And then, of course, Big 12's competition will take a break. And then March 27th, Wichita State and K-State tennis time will face off in a non-conference match. And the time has not been decided yet on that. As well, then actual pick back up in Manhattan on April 1st, Friday, April 1st, and that Sunday, April 3rd, against West Virginia and Iowa State. West Virginia is scheduled to be 4 p.m. match time there, and in Iowa State, noon is Central Time. K-State will hit the road for the final three matches of the 2022 campaign. April 8th, Friday, against Baylor. That's a noon Central Time start, and then back-to-back trips to Texas. Sunday, April 10th, and then the 16th is KU as well. Then the Big 12 Tennis Championships will be a four-day event beginning on April 21st through April 24th in Fort Worth, Texas. The full schedule's out now on the K-State Sports website as well. So there are a lot of that's a tough, good, competitive schedule right there. Not that I, as I got myself familiarized with K-State tennis a little bit since doing this podcast. So definitely, international flavor for K-State tennis is right there. And they recently recruited two athletes there as well. So definitely, going to be an interesting season in the 2022 spring campaign for K-State tennis. So the schedule is out for them. They're going to be beginning their start to the season on February. I do want to get this right. Yeah, it'll be in January for sure as well, with a trip to Honolulu, Hawaii, for the K-State Tennis Squad, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and a couple more outlets out there. Wherever you get your podcasts, you're not a subscriber to Triple P, I'll do that right now as well. And later on this evening, I should say late, me and Alex Aiden will get together to record, I believe, episode 76, 75 or 76 of the weekly edition of the podcast. So definitely, if you have not gone, subscribe and listen to the previous episode from last week, I suggest you do that right now, or get caught up on the latest editions of the Pro Project Podcast. We will continue to roll out content through the new year as well, unless something comes up in the world works as well. For right now, it's going to put a pin on this daily edition. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys. Go Cats. This has been the Purple Project Podcast.